off the top, why don't you tell me how Sea of Dead came to fruition?
Myself and a middle school pal of mine, his name is Garrett, he and I had expressed interest in, you know, our love for the cannons and how sad it is that they're gone. So we kind of started looking online for how we could relive that experience and found pretty quickly that there wasn't a lot of places to get cannons memorabilia. So we just kind of took it upon ourselves to create cfdead.ca.
And it's interesting, the cannons have been defunct for a while now, but I think the team still really touches a chord with so many people in the city.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, they've been gone since 2002, but there's still a large majority of people that remember them and have great memories. And that's kind of the whole idea of creating this platform, is where people could kind of share their love for the cannons and relive that. One of my favorite memories of checking out the cannons is when I was a kid, I got a photo with a ball player, a cannons ball player, and I'm sitting on his knee. And about a year later, the cannons actually used that image in all their promotional marketing for the year. So on all their brochures, and then they lived in turbo gas stations is where you would find them the easiest. And my mom actually stumbled upon it randomly and said, "Hey, that's my kid," on the front page of your.
Oh, wow. Brochure. What year would have that been?
I mean, it's just the early 90s.
Yeah.
It's a little vague on the details. We've shared the picture on social media and stuff. And I spoke to Mark Steven, who was the PR guy for the Cannons at the time, and I was hoping that that player would go on to great prominence and whatnot, but he was just sort of an everyday player. It wasn't Alex Rodriguez.
I was going to say.
Yeah, no, it's too bad. So, like, I mean, my connection, like so many other people's, to the Cannons goes back quite a bit, and hopefully we can kind of circle all those people together and share our love for the Cannons.
I think in general, just you look around the world, like nostalgia is so front of mind lately, people with TV and movie reboots and those kinds of things. And I think you guys are hitting that Calgary nostalgia with all of your ideas. I'm wondering what the feedback has been from people.
Yeah, so firstly, I mean, the nostalgia thing is really popular. Like, when we started doing the research on this, what we found is there's a million, like, outlets and pop-up shops for people reliving the Vancouver Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And that's really where we got the idea to expand, not just from Cannons to 88s to hopefully we're going to do the Rads and the Calgary Boomers on our next order. The feedback itself has been really, really good. There's a lot of people, everyone kind of has their Cannons memory, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I know I do, I'm sure you do, but that's kind of what the feedback has been. And there hasn't been too many people that have been like, "What are you doing? I'm not really sure what that is."
I'm a big soccer fan myself. And you said, was it the Calgary Strikers or the Boomers that you were thinking of doing a bit of swag there as well?
Yeah, the Boomers for sure. I mean, we've obviously seen, I mean, how successful Calgary FC has been, and we're super supportive of that as well. And hopefully they can maintain that. But it'd be really neat if people could showcase their love for, you know, how long professional soccer has been in Calgary. So a hoodie or a t-shirt that said Calgary Boomers on it sounds pretty cool to me too.
I think it's part of a really interesting sports journey that we have here in our city. I remember as a kid going to Mawata Stadium with my dad, and I think that's where my love of soccer really came. And obviously the stadium doesn't exist anymore, but now that you see Cavalry, the Boomers and the Strikers, they were just all part of a soccer journey, and here we are, we have a professional team again.
Yeah, it's super cool. I mean, it's so great to see how supportive the community has been, and everyone knows how wonderful Bruce Meadows is as a facility, and just having another outlet for Calgarians to play professional sport is always a plus.
Now, I've taken a look at the website, and I see you've basically got something for everything, for everyone, rather. You've got guys, girls, even babies.
Yeah, that was my wife's idea. We have a 9-month-old child, so she said you got to have kids' clothes too. So they're on the website too, and everything seems to be pretty popular.
And I had to chuckle. I got on the train this morning, and I had one of the retro trains, and I noticed that you've basically designed your website on those turquoise colors from the 80s when the C train first became a thing in Calgary.
Yeah, so, I mean, full credit to that goes to the third member of our team, Julia. She came on board, and we were kind of kicking around an idea. I mean, Sea of Dead plays on so many things, but what's the color scheme going to be? And I just think the retro C-Train imagery and logo kind of work really well with the nostalgia we're trying to bring back.